Klal Yisrael had the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're trying to understand those Nisraimis in today's language. The first one we said was the Radifa Achrea Tanugois Varotzen Lisashem Akifes Kol Hanushit. I saw a statistic last night, just fleeting. 82% of the wealth that was generated last year went to 1% of the people in the world. That means the rich are getting very rich.
82%
of the wealth generated in the world last year was acquired by 1% of the world's population. That means there's an incredible amount of redifa, a chamata. I don't know, I haven't had a chance to study it. I don't know, just somebody sent me an email. I just caught a glimpse of it in passing. Well, to see what that means. Anyway. But we know that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting to read about it on Google. that's what's happening. Yeah, there's an enormous, enormous redifa after pleasure and after tanugim. That's the first problem we have. The second one is Oni Reichev Alachomo. We said that Mashiach will come. Moide Gapshatya, you said. Barav Yosef. Yosef Iske Leisiv Betule de Kufusa de Chamra. Let Mashiach come and I'll sit in the waste matter of the donkey.
Was it in the shadow? Not in the actual.
Glale can mean shadow or it can mean waste matter, yeah. You've got it to reveal. Yeah. Glali. That was the machlekas of Yosef and the Chomer. Chomer was saying, let him come, but let me know to see it, because I don't want to be so yoyred into Gashmias. Yosef said, let him come, because from that, the chinah, you're right, maybe the chinah of Eisei Toiv, Bekiyom Mitzvos, and Limud HaTorah, and the Dagas you can achieve in Achinami. You won't be able to achieve that. But there'll be another thing, which will be able to make you even greater, and that is the Sumeira. Yes, Sumera called Godel, Shelo Zochel Lo Shum Do Lifneinu B'Koyach Sumera Yavo Moshiach Tzidkenu. That's what we said yesterday. So it tells him already come Meisav. I've heard this Meisav from him many times. Ani Kishleatz Michashti Pama Goshezu Boifed Mukshi Ba'Aches Minisotai. He travels a lot. On one of his travelings, he said he mamash had this Hagosha himself. It happens sometimes. It's a rare occasion, but there's something with a matos and you get stranded. I landed in a place where they weren't planning to land. I think it was Bangkok, by the way. I think he told me it was Bangkok. I don't know where it was, the story. So the airlines give you a hotel, right? Next to the airport. Achut kana takala, all the problems fixed and we can carry on. Kesha nichnasti lachadre chilechadorai, haitia yef mo'od, mea derech harucha, umea shiurim va'atzois shemasati biyom ha'koidem. Very, very tired with all the traveling and the balagan and all the shiurim he'd given the day before. Ulamamata kol ratziti l'moret ha'daf ha'yomi. But the daf, you got to do the daf, right? Hityashavti ala kursa, sat down on the lounge chair, whatever. Betachti es a gemara v'nesiti l'lmod. And I thought I learned. Ulam ha'yafut echrioti. The tiredness got the better of me. V'lo hayiti musag elavin mila v'chetzi mila. Posh kunyon, you know what it's like. You open up a gemara at 9, you try and learn, and what happens is you fall asleep. You first don't understand what's going on, and then you fall asleep. V'kach ne'edamti l'sha kala. And I fell asleep for a little while. As I woke up, I felt mamash like, I felt terrible. Chashavti la'atzmi. Abi v'savoy say, hayu anoshim she'isku b'mischa chelek min hayom. My father and grandfathers used to work a lot of the day. But amod zoiz kasher shivu abaysa, when they came home, yasvu l'mandu cheshe grav ad ha'shos ha'katano shel ha'layla. They learned b'cheshe grav until the early hours in the morning. V'avchibu svarim v'chid she'chibu she'toyra. He was talking to chachomim gedoilim his father. I can't even learn daf yoimi. What did I do the whole day, Lamaisa? as that's the setup for where we mishbah. That's where we fall apart. Udam la'acher rege shal machshover higati lemeskona shoneh. Here comes the pitaron. Mamash, this is the yesod. Came to a different conclusion. He's by nanti svivi. Let's look at where we're living. Muli nitzav masach anak. In front of me is a big screen. Huvrali shani yoshev mamash betzel glali achamo. A mamash sitting in the shadow. Yeah, it's more appropriate. Until you switch it on. When you switch it on, then the other word becomes more appropriate. The sitting mamash in the shadow of the donkey. Yeah. In a place surrounded by who knows what. Belechitzes kafto ani alul ishkur beyam shel bidur hamigim akoloilam. One push the button and I'm immersed in the whole world of entertainment. Amlam lo b'dechelis chelila al dvarim lo yofim o lo tznuim. I'm not talking about looking at things that a Jew shouldn't be looking at. Not talking about things that are halachically osur, let's say. Aval chadashot. You know, the discussion about the finances and the political discussions and the CNN, what could be, Mabaya? And here, no, listen, I'm tired. But he nimtza levad, alone, and the plane's stuck, and I'm not going where I'm supposed to be going. And Bekomika, I can't learn, only Rosh Lilmod. It's Mabaya. Why not push the button? Anybody been in a situation like this ever?
Amen.
I bet you convinced me already. I pushed the button. You convinced me. If Malayla, I'm not learning. Malayla, I'm tired. I'm stuck in a hotel room, whatever. I'm not going to do this all the time. It's whatever. So one off, and the mice, I'm not going to do anything terrible. I'm going to wait a minute, watch a bit of news. A bit of sport, maybe.
The game.
Huh?
The game.
A bit of sport, whatever. A bit of cricket instead. That's a mitzvah, Christ.
Puts you to sleep.
No, that's funny, eh? That doesn't put me to sleep. No, that's the crazy thing. I open up a Gemara, and in 2 seconds you're fast asleep. And day four on a 4-day game, and you're wide awake, you know. It's like day four on a 5-day game, sorry.
It's 4-day game of cricket.
You get 5-day games of cricket? Tests for 5 days?
No, I didn't.
Where you been? Brit? You guys invented that sort of thing. Okay. No one sees the Choch Mendes. It's a Geisha Zach. And I'm just saying that you don't fall asleep from. So that's it. You're sitting with this matzav, and you're feeling depressed and miserable because you couldn't open up a Gemara and learn. Ach, b'machshav nosefes cheshavti. But then I thought another thought. Listen carefully. This is moedik. Ribayni shaloyla et adaf ayoymi is omel atoyre. It's a osay toiv shenasanu lucha avoysai va'avoys avoysai amnam enenu musugal atet lucha. The daf yoimi and the omelat toire and the osay toiv that my parents and grandparents and great grandparents gave you, I can't give you. I'm sorry, I can't. Ulam yeshli matona nifla atet lucha, but I've got a much bigger present that I can give you that they could never give you either. Avoysai kolot titkusam v'chasidusam lo yoichli atet lucha. All the previous generations, in all their great tzidkus and their great gadlus, the Vilna Goyim and the Chofetz Chaim, couldn't give you what I'm about to give you now. Ribbono shel Olam, el kafto hazeh, this button, this I give to you. This I give to you. Lo ha'elem, es ha'sumera sheyesh li. They never had the sumera. It was a big nisoy not to go to the pub, not to go to the tavern, the Lithuanian tavern. Yeah, you lived in Kovno. There was a big nisoy not to go to the tavern where the goyim were drinking. What else was there? Is a sumira yasha. Rak ani yoichel letet lecha es ma shelo netot nas nulocha avoseinu v'roseinu kedoy shoyu. I can give you something that none of the previous generations could give you. I can give you this button. I can give you this screen. Take it. It's yours. I'm not going to watch it. Zu tafkideinu b'dor hazeh, and that's our tafkid. You see, it's our tafkid because that's where our yetzahori is. Where's our yetzahori? That's where our yetzahori is. Gam imaynenu matzlichim legia ledagas adoyres hakodmoini basatoyv. Nachinami, we may not. Once again, you shouldn't give up. But once again, even if we can't get to the dagas of the previous generation through our osetoyv, no one's learning 18 hours today on a piece of bread. Even well fed today, very few people are learning 18 hours a day. Learning 15, 16 hours a day in the previous generation wasn't such a big deal. It wasn't such a great deal. We have no musak what the levels of learning were 100 years ago. You read the stories of Scheinberg and of Gifte and Rick Domelle, the Americans that went to learn in Litter. You read, and these were good Bochrim in America. You read when they got to Litter what they saw. the daggers of today, if someone would try and learn 16 hours a day, it would be bad for him. I've heard Rosh Hashiva was telling people you can't. 12 hours gag, no more. And those are the best of the best. We don't have that. No one can tell me, oh no, today I don't know, everything's fine. I don't have any shyness with the world out there, everything's fine, it's glut. The seductions from the street, from the goyish world, from the Ein Ladova Sof. If we zoiche to be strong guys, then we'll overcome this last nisayon. Nischesed im koneinu, naki b'maloseinu v'yichodainu opne kol adoiris. And then we'll understand the enormous, unique qualities and godliness that this generation has. And then we'll start understanding as a result of this, withstanding this Nisayat, each in his own level, in his own place. Because of that, we'll be Roy Lagula. And very soon, Bez Hashem, we'll be Zoyche to the Kium of Yishaya Novi's Nevua. Simchus Yushalayim Vigilu Bo Koloy Aveya. Sisu atam isois kolam milablim aleya leman timkoi v'shivasam mishad u'shvatim mishadam mechomeya leman timtsu v'sanagosam miziz kvaido. Amen. Kate, you hear that song.
How does he know this is in the Sayon Acharon?
Learning out from the Gemara. What do you mean by the Nesin Acharon?
It says that here.
Yeah, but what do you mean by Acharon?
Does he mean like that's the last Nesayon that Klal Yisrael is going to have in the whole?
Well, it seems like this is the last. This is generation. Within the next 200 and something years, Mashiach's got to come. Rav Shana, yeah, it could. We don't know. 20 years ago, we could have thought it could have got lower, could have got worse. You know, look what happened.
20 years is going to be.
20 years ago, you could have imagined.
Virtual reality. Virtual reality, just wait.
I'm just saying, 20 years ago, we thought we could have got lower, and it could have. Rav Baron told me 50 years ago, we were sitting in the koil having breakfast there, yoga. He said to me, he said, Akonestel Mashiach hasn't come yet, it can't get worse. He said, Loyo Cholet, can't get worse. He says, the Bochet today on one walk from his house to the Makolet sees more tumor than I saw in my whole life. It can't get worse. No, it can't get worse. He doesn't have to walk to the Makolet anymore to be Gyadi Mente Shari Tumor. He said, how are we going to survive? Sada, we don't know. That's not our Cheshbo. Yeah, but that's not our. I don't know how we survive. You're right. I don't know. Rosh Yeshiva Yeshiva Ketana told me this morning, he has a bocher who told him, all I'm going to do with my life is sit on the computer, okay? So he said to him, that's very nice, how are you going to finance yourself? What are you going to do for a panos? He said, I'm going to steal. And he can't make it over, my boy. Where money you say? I'm not. Any kalim, any klum, any mala money you say? I need to know. I'm not. If I'm a chef, I'm going to take myself the ganze yom.
How old is this kid?
He must be 15, 16, 17. So that's what you're asking. How are we going to survive? Good, that's not my problem. I'm not in charge of Jewish survival. That's Hashem's problem. Hashem promised the Klal Yisrael would always survive. The Briskorov said, I'm not even a chayav for Hashem's Torah. Hashem said the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, so it's not my business. My business is to do what I have to do. How's it going? I don't know. Aval, you're asking, how do we know that this is Nisoyin Acharon? Because we're very close to the end, and we see from all the Chazals. That doesn't mean things might not change here and change there and whatever, but the Etzem Nisoyin that we're going through today is the Do Acharon. There's no question. Rav Yitzchak Shainer Shostakin Gesundzahn told me a few... 2 years ago. He said to me, you don't understand how close Mashiach is. He says, not even around the next corner. He's already on this side of the next corner. He said, that's how close he is. Reb Chaim says it all the time. I mean, it's good. It'll be today, tomorrow, 10 months, it's 10 years, 50 years. It's not... It's close. The problem is not when Mashiach will come. The problem is today, why do I want Mashiach to come? That's the Nisoy. The Nisoy is not that Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come when he comes. Until he comes, you'll carry on being a Jew, right? Even if it goes past the 6,000 years. Because you know, you made a mistake. Sad. The problem is why do I want Mashiach to come? Okay, Siamnu Sefer Rishon. Somebody wants to bring Kugel tomorrow, whatever, we can have a seal. And now we're starting the second Sefer, Ben Adam Lamakom. The first section is Emunin Betochen, and the second one is Kabbalis of Surin Ba'ava. As Bonat Chil. No one brought Kugel, so we'll learn. Okay. Summary of what we've done up to now, and then move forward. Adata Asaknu Besugia Avram Avinu. As you should know well by now, up to now we've been dealing with Avram Avinu. If that's a surprise, you should go to the beginning and do some Chazorah, okay? If it's a surprise to you that we've been dealing with Avram Avinu up to now, go do some Chazorah. Hezbanu b'hachova she'Avram Avinu haya rishon she'gilu es erech atzmoy, es chashrifoysoy v'she'ifas v'ishis klapa v'ayra'ila. Avram Avinu was the first person that revealed and understood his enormous value and the importance, the personal importance as a human being, as an individual that he had to Hashem, and what he had to give in order to rectify the Briah. He was the first one that revealed a system of relationship that includes partnership and belovedness and reyus, friendship, whatever that word means in this context, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyot. Hadvarim uvoyim b'midrash tanchum apashas lech lecha perigimu v'yemar shelar Avram lech lecha. It says in the Pasuk lech lecha. It says the midrash, zesh ama kosuv, shimu bat v'roi, listen my daughter and see. V'hayta az necha, turn your ears. V'shitchi amcha b'beis avicho. What's v'shachi imcha b'beis avicho? Oh, v'shitchi is leave your name, leave your people, leave everywhere. Oh, shachayach from Loshon, sorry. Shachi imcha, forget about everything up to now. So the Midrash says like this, Shimu bas v'roi v'hatay az necho ze Avram. Listen to me, my daughter, and see. Turn your ear, pay attention, that's Avram. V'shech ha'chim cha v'beis avicha ze avoydes k'chovim v'mazolos. Forget your people and the house of your father, that's the avodah zarah and the mazolos. V'yisoy ha-melech yeficho. Ze melech malche ha-melochim ha-kodesh boruch hu v'chofetz lefiyosoy v'olam hazeh olam haba ein sham. That's a kodesh boruch hu who desires your beauty in olam hazeh and olam haba. Avram Avinu haya rishon shegile es mareches ha-yechasim ha-kayemes ben ha-kodesh boruch hu le-briah ki-mareches shel ishtoy k'gufoy. Avram Avinu was the first one that revealed that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is a relation of Ishtoy Kegufoy. So Haven Kirachok Shakosh Bohu Trichoto, and he understood that Akosh Bohu somehow needs him here, that there's a need for him to be here. Shalkach Yosef Avram Avinu Avas Shalom Bo'elem as Yosod Midas Achesed. And he established what we know today. Avram Avinu is Midas Achesed, he's the Amud Achesed. Shikafish Beanu Chesed im Kodush Boruchu. The Chesed he did was that he did Chesed im Akodush Boruchu. Kamuva Raya Menaya. Go straight to the translation here. Ugemilas chesed amodnu. Sha'ein chosid elam is chesed im koinoi. He was the one that established gemilas chesed. Why? Because there's no chosid edda, the one that does chesed with his creator. Shekol ha-mitzvah shemakayim mitarosin legoel b'em es ha-shchina. All the mitzvahs we do is there to redeem the shchina. Whatever that means. Ubazehu Isa Chesed im Kodesh Baruch Hu. And with that he does Chesed with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, the Shtikl Zawadus, whatever that means. But there's no Chesed, there's no Chosid anywhere other than somebody who does Chesed with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because every mitzvah he does somehow redeems the Shechinah from its galus. And while doing that, when you do mitzvahs, you're doing Chesed for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Understand what that means? It says, "In tzatatka, ma natatelo." If you're a big tzaddik, what are you giving Hashem? If you do anything, you think you're giving Hashem something. Ma, understand what this means? Kishlam deinu al arachenu v'chashivaseinu v'akenu es mareches eichosim shebein Yisro al avinu sheshemayim. And then it does keitzad chaim b'poel apiem arochazu. Very nice. We learned the theory and we understand that we have this system of relationship that Akash Bokhu set up, and Avram Avinu understood who he was and understood that he was Shaykh to this relationship. Question is practically, how do you go about doing that now? Now what do you do? If we would leave the Sefer now, anybody have got any idea how you're going to change your life? What are you going to do with it? Ma'os Timin. L'maisa Yitzhak Avinu l'acha shekibol mi'oviv Avram es ha'akore v'ha'yedir she'ta'anu li'il. Obviously, Yitzhak got all of this from his father Avram. He built this marechet and lived according to it. Yitzhak Avinu Omad Avoida Mahava Semel Shel His Kashrus Hanibra Leboiro. He is the Semel. He's the example, the archetype, the prototype of this relationship that gets created with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inyan HaKabonis Shu Omad Avoida. The Kabonis, which is the Amud of the Void, we'll have to understand where that fits in here. Shoisha Noyed Kibidoisa Shal Yitzhak Shehu Atzmoy Nekar Al Gabay Mizbek and his Kalish Lois Oilet Tmima. The place where heaven kisses earth, the Mokam Amigdash, where we brought Kabonis, is represented in Yitzhak because he himself was brought as a Korban in that place. Kol Chayim Shal Yitzhak Hayu Shal Sheres Acher Shal Dveikas Shal Mesiris Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubitel Muchlat Klapas Yisparach. Yitzhak represents that one link after the next in the chain of enormous dveikas and mesirus nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and total nullification of himself to Hashem. Not that he became a nothing. You have to understand this well. Bitel Muchlat Klapas Yisparach doesn't mean you become nothing. You become everything. And you give that to Hashem. People make a mistake here, and then they lie in bed all day and say, "Oh, I'm just mevatel to Hashem, whatever Hashem wants, I'm not going to do." No, a person has to express himself and activate himself fully and give that to Hashem. Hatam she be'itov hu lo ayoichel etzeis me'eretz Yisrael, uki Yitzhak lo yoichel el yepered mipaltin shel melech. Why was Yitzhak never ever leave Eretz Yisrael? Because he can't. He can't menatek from being that close to Hashem. I'm not going to show Sashkina. וכך אמנם למדנו בעל הכסוב והקבולה שכוסו יצק ליוסי אלי תמימה שנזכדש בהר המריה יצק was a אלי תמימה he was מקדש בהר המריה as a corban לא שט ליבוי בישקו אלו מזה his heart had no place for anything in עולם הזה ולהתפלו בעד הרעיון ואיקה תולדוי סוף היה עבודס השם יסברך his איקה עבודה was עבודס השם. He had to go find his own. He couldn't find his own wife. Avram had to send Eliezer out of Eretz Yisrael to go find a wife for Eliezer. He had no shaykhus to olam hazeh bichlal. V'gam kan lo har b'nitpalel rak lehivtzaret ishtoi bilvad. The only reason he davened because he wanted to appease his wife. She got him to daven for children, otherwise he wouldn't have bothered. Ad kan v'shoyna about k'tava kabbalah. Yitzhak Amir is a dveikus b'korosh bochu b'roim pisgosur. He took Avodas Hashem to a whole new heart. Vuzeh shehim chilanu b'orav v'chorav is a koich liyos kshurim b'kesha amitzim b'korosh bochu emesiris nefesh. But he got that from his father as well. Avraham Avinu was also prepared to give up his life for Hashem, but that was before he knew Hashem. Yitzhak did it when he knew Hashem. Harayon Shelova is darko haya shimevsha be'emes l'teiku b'kosh bochum menyen shenitein lo kiviyochol. His whole life was governed by one idea. If it's possible to give something to a kosh bochum, and it's important for Hashem that I give it to him kiviyochol, im kaina ani noisin es kol asheni loiva, then I'm going to give him everything. V'afilo es napshi ani imtoin avur, I'll give him everything, even my life I'll give to him. That's what he wants. Total exclusive focus. Yedumi pisayfim v'svarim shekoyach mesiro sanefesh shegila am Yisrael the race of loyach kol shnei sa historia. Klal Yisrael's ability to give up their lives to be meisa nefesh through all the generations. Shoyshav yisayru naatz b'meisa akeda shel Yitzhak Avinu. We got that koyach from being plugged into the akeda. In other words, the generator for that ability, Yitzhak Avinu built that generator, and we're just drawing off the electricity that we get from him. That's Yitzchak. Obviously, Yaakov afterwards, the one that took all that and then applied that into building the world. Because Avram's mission in this world wasn't to be monastic and totally involved in otherworldly things and not even shaykhus to this world. On the contrary, Klal Yisrael's cue to build Shvat, the Am Yisrael, is to be very involved in this world. As we see, Yaakov Avinu was. Yaakov was totally immersed in this world. So we'll see that tomorrow. But you first have to do what Yitzhak did. Total building of that inner connection.
Pretty scary stuff.
Everyone according to his level. This person has to...